Hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. We continue better a new and living way with part 8, which is the promise of rest. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, God's special place of rest. God promises people that they could go this a special place of rest. That promise is still true for us today. So we must be very careful. Do not fail to arrive in that place. We certainly do not want that to happen. 1 Kings chapter 15. And it is about the king of Judah, kings of Judah, and unfortunately, and also king of Israel. And the whole chapter is about the kings of Israel and Judah, and unfortunately, all the kings were sinners, and they were criminal and did a lot of bad thing, and they were also dictator, and they lead their people to commit sin and do a lot of wrong thing, and most of those sinful kings only reigned in maximum 3 years. And their children, they died, and children, their children appeared and continued their sinful way of reigning's father. And the last king in Israel was reigned Israel in 24 sinful years, and caused his people, the whole Israel, sinner, unfortunately. Hebrews chapter 4, and it's about God's special place of rest, and God made a place for people's rest. When we hear God's message, we must obey. When people didn't obey God, God never accepted them in his rest place, and their life is in vain because they don't listen to God, and whatever they do is vain. Then we must be aware when we are entered in the God's house, we must be awakened, and we must be aware to listen God's message and obey very quick. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus is our great priest, yes, of course. And Jesus is the father of Christian, and he does the same that Heavenly Father God. He talk with people who enter in his place of rest, and the place of rest, Jesus' place of rest, is the churches, and those church Jesus. They accept in any church a leader, and Jesus is awakened and watch over how they lead people, how they make people worship God, and how they do good thing. And Jesus talk with them, and also Jesus talk with us directly, and will that we must be awakened and be aware and do a lot of wonderful thing, and together with another visitors, we must do things and make a testimony, and together worship God and Jesus, and corporate with the church. And Jesus will that we must be awaken as soon as he tells us something, we must obey and be grateful. Hebrews chapter 3, Jesus is greater than Moses. Yes, of course, hallelujah. Moses was God's chosen person, that he left everything behind and only obeyed God and went to a mountain and was sitting there, and God talked with him and gave him authority to be the leader of Israeli. And Moses saved everybody and became and defeated Pharaoh's bad purpose and saved as many as possible from Egypt and saved many people. Jesus is Son of God, and Jesus has rescued the whole world people. Jesus saved us from slavery and sinful life, and he lead us and guide us to the kingdom of God. And whatever Jesus did was humble, and he did in very correct way. And Jesus chose his people to be Christian, and God also chose people to join Jesus. Hallelujah, amen. And Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, the seventh day came, then God stopped the work that he had been doing. He had finished his work and he rested on the seventh day. Genesis and chapter 1, verse 4, God saw that the light was good. He caused the light and the dark to be separate. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1, in that way, God finished making the heavens and the earth and everything that was in them. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, I pray that God will help you. He is the one who gives us peace in our minds. He caused our Lord Jesus Christ to become alive again after death. God forgive us because of the blood of Jesus death on the cross. That is God's new agreement with his people that will be true forever. Jesus is our great shepherd. He takes care of us like his sheep. This is his ending statement, and afterward, he greets a couple of people, but this is his final point. He prays over the people reading the letter. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, may that God of peace listen, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and underline these words, may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. What a beautiful way to end the book, in the same way that Paul and Peter and John would say the same thing. He tells us in Hebrews chapter 4 above, stop working. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, peace be with you, and see you in the next part.